First of all, I'd like to say congratulations to Alabama. They're a very good football team. They played a very good game. They took advantage of all three phases of the game, and that's why they're number one. I mean, they offense, defense, and special teams, they made the things they had to do and took advantage of some situations and critical moments in the game. But saying that, I thought our kids played very hard and at times played very, very well and played very competitive and had opportunities to be successful in the game and get back in the game. And, you know, when we were right there to have those opportunities, we just got to learn to get over that hump. We got to push through it. And against good people, you can't almost get there. You got to be all the way making executing on 100% of every play, because each one little bit of – whether you slip up front and give up a sack, or you let the guy run by you, or whatever it may be, and that's against good football teams. And thought in the game, I thought defensively, thought we got some good stops, but we only made them punt twice, and their skill guys did a great job. And they had a good mix, and they threw the ball and made plays and had to get them on the ground, and we knew that going in, that's your chance. But you can't set back. You had to take chances to blitz them and get at them, and they made the plays they had to make. We got a big interception before half, which was very critical in that deal. Offensively, I thought we moved the ball consistently to most part on the day. I even had some good run game early in the football game, and then once you got behind, you kind of snowballed and you had to keep throwing the football, but still gave ourselves opportunity. It's a two-score game going into the fourth quarter at 34-20, and you're moving and had some opportunities. If we could have got one more to got back to a one-score game in some scenarios. But I think then when we kicked, the special teams were big. Their return game was big. They did a tremendous job in the special teams area of returning the ball. And we have to look at why. And then we give up a block punt, which was unbelievable. It was a missed assignment the other way on the block. We figured it out on the sideline, which is – I know that can never happen, and we work punt as much as anybody in America, and we got a great punter, but they had a great punt. They had two returns, then we got one blocked, and then we actually missed a punt again. We had a bad punt, and Lowe kicked it in the middle of the field and gave up a return, which, as I say, Braden, that's very rare and for him. And then the kickoff return. So the field position game, they kept winning, and even when you get them stopped, you would get it backed up, you know, and had to get long fields against them. But, you know, I give our kids credit. We battled, come back, made some plays at times, and like I say, showed some really good football. It's got to do it more consistently, and that's the key. And consistency of every play. When you play good teams, you can't give them an inch. And we gave them some inches, and it hurt us.
Questions? Gabe?
Jim, what did you see from your quarterback today who was under duress most of the
afternoon? He was under duress. We did some good things. I mean, blocking up there, too. He was under duress, but also he made some really nice throws. And there was a couple I thought he could have kept making. I mean, he had some opportunities to get some other throws in there. But, you know, we'll look at the film. It's hard to judge till you see what he sees through his eyes from that end zone camera or right there till you judge it. But he made a lot of really good plays with his legs, with his feet, with his arm. We made some nice catches and throws. And there's some we still left out there. And he'll be the first one to tell you that. But his heart and his toughness, he's a competitor.
To the left, Olin.
If I can ask two things, Jimbo. First of all, what could you have done or – should you have done different on special teams, especially on the punt returns?
Well, we did on punt return. We were trying to kick the one out of bounds, and we left it in bounds. That's the one on the last one. The one I said, there's one I'm not going to say what happened, but I think we were there to cover it, and something happened, and they just didn't see it. Then the other one on the punt was just a complete missed assignment. We fixed on side. We just completely had a missed assignment, and we made those adjustments. We were trying to punt the one ball out of bounds, and the other one we kicked in the middle of the field on the fourth return. One of them we kicked in the middle of the field. And then on kickoff return we weren't knifing. We weren't hit. We got a crosser, and it wasn't crossing. We tried to get that fixed, so we switched it out, and then had a couple double teams inside. We'll have to look at the film.
The penalty on Kendrick Rogers after that. Your reaction to that?
Well, I mean, you're a two score game. Listen, he told me he didn't say anything. I'm not going to call the referee. Whoever, I don't know what happened. It didn't look like it was an argument or anything. Whatever you say, you're in a two score game in a big situation. Had a big effect on the game. I mean, I thought, you know, set us back on a drive that we could have gone down and got some points. But, you know, if he said something, then I have to wait and see. What happens. And they said he said no. They said yes. So, hey, it is. And he shouldn't say anything at all. The referees are in control of the game, and they're the bosses, and they do what they got to do. And we got to respect that, and we should do that. But at the same time, man, that was a big call at a critical moment in the game.
Right side, Brent.
Kellen had a decent time rushing the ball, as you had pointed out pregame, but your other two guys, I think, combined for 35 yards. What do you need to do to get that going?
No, we did early. We ran. I thought Spiller ran the ball good. He had the one fumble, which was bad. But upside, they got going. But our rushing game, we had to get away from because we got behind. We had to match scores. But we didn't run the ball. We much better as far as our assignments, hats on hats, moving. We missed a couple counters where they collapsed us. We got our pulls and things. They squeezed some holes on us that we should have had some plays there. We missed a couple blocks on our pulls on our counter plays that we got to get better at, that we had the opportunity to have some really nice runs if we got that kick out, and we didn't do it. So we'll just look at the film and go. We'll figure it out. I'll tell you on Monday.
To the left, Alex, and then to the right, Rich.
Alabama's first three touchdowns came on third and longs. You know, how tough was it to not be able to get off the field, and then especially they turn those short routes into big plays?
The catch and run. I mean, they're skill guys. I mean, they have dynamic guys, and that's they have erasers. I call them erasers. I mean, no matter what you do, throw it short, throw it long, it's a long situation, guys that can erase yards. And, you know, you got a guy there defensively to make a tackle. Well, it's good on the board, but, you know, they make you miss, and that's what great players do, and they have great skill guys that can make you miss in space. And, you know, you've got to get tighter coverages, get more rush. Also, you know, you can only cover those guys so long, so your rush has got to be a big part of that too, and we didn't get enough pressure on the quarterback either.
Right side, Rich.
Coach, just judge how your secondary played, and did you think you gave them enough help with the pressure that you got on? Without getting pressure on
them. Yeah, we didn't. I mean, obviously we didn't. But you had to try to bring some things and cross some different looks. And I'll wait till I see the film, I mean, to see why they got beat on some routes. It's hard to judge that purposely there. But obviously there was a lot of catch and runs. And the thing was, one of the most disappointing things, I thought we had a lot of missed tackles. They did a great job of making the first guy miss and getting yak yards afterwards. And I think we definitely got to get that cleaned up. But good players make you miss. Well, no, we didn't get enough pressure. There's no doubt. We brought some pressure. They hotted and sighted. So that's the other thing. So you hot and so you bring pressure, but also you got to jam that route to make that ball hold just enough till that pressure can get there when you bring an unblocked guy. So that's a combination. I got to look at the film to see, did we let the guy get off too clean before the pressure got there, or was it just pressure messed up? I couldn't say that exactly right yet.
Down front, Travis.
Coach, Just your take on what you saw from Richardson at safety today, especially in the red zone there in the first.
He made a really nice play. But there's also, you'll see, I heard Mike say a couple times, a couple checks on some fits down there that he didn't get down on. But young guys, because safeties have a lot on them, just like quarterbacks. I mean, that's the key guys that's making all the calls and checks and rotating and doing some things going down that way. So we'll look at that and see. But he made some outstanding plays. He's going to be a really good player. And you can see his athleticism and ability for the future.
And I know on one of those kickoffs in the second half, you switched it up a little bit with the kicker. What was the thought process?
Braden might have banged up a shoulder. He was kicking right there, and when you kick off like that, he was punting. I think he banged up a shoulder when he tackled right there. And he's been kicking the ball great in practice and hitting it deep too, so we just thought there's no sense to do that. And on that kickoff return, that rotation you got when you really got to turn, that jerks that shoulder just a little bit. He was punting fine. It was nothing major, and we had talked about even taking some duties off of him because of his punting, because the other guy had been kicking so good in practice too.
Right side, Wendell.
Yeah, when Alabama was kicking off, was their guy kicking it really high? Because you guys did a lot of fair
catches. We did. Well, they did a good job early. We tried to gauge. They did a good job of mixing up their coverages, how they twisted. So if you get a 25-yard return, you're going to be in the top 10 or 12 in the country. So you can take it at the 25. There's no sense to try to mix up some of their twists and gains. We thought we'd just get it at 25. We felt comfortable with that in the beginning. And we tried to pop one later, and we missed a block. They kicked it across on us and what they did, and that was our going into that game.
Time for a couple more to the left. Justin.
Coach, quick math here, but I know you're talking about matching scores. I think I came up with 4 3-and-outs on offense today. When you do that, I mean, just how tough
is
that?
No, we did. We had a sack, had a missed run one time, had a drop ball one time, had a missed throw one time. I mean, you do. When you play good people like that, but also you understand what you're calling, what you're doing, you're pressing yourself to get a lot more in what you got to get because you're trying to match points when you come back too. So, you know, when we still moved it good, but at the same time, you can't have that against a team like that and as that many. But they're a good football team.
To the left, Olin.
Yeah, Jimbo, considering where the Alabama started so many of their possessions, did special teams cost you this game?
No, I don't say anything. That's our team. We win and lose as a team. There's nothing that costs us a game except our whole football team and our coaching staff and everybody. We're all in this together as one group. So we'll look and evaluate those things. But field position is a big part, and those are things that we usually do a really good job of, and they actually got the advantage in that part today. There's no doubt.
Coach, back behind the lights on the left, Hector.
Hey, Coach, how do you assess your season given that two of your losses have come to teams that are ranked number one in the country at the time?
Well, I mean, that's great, but we're 3-3, and we're going to find out how we play. Hopefully we've learned from that and get down the stretch here and play good football. I mean, we've had opportunities in those games, and I felt like both games that we could play with those teams and if we play with enough consistency, and that's what we didn't do. And that's what we got to find and learn to play the second half of this season. Now, had some young players. Now you're halfway through a season. You're in the next class now, so that's hopefully we can learn and play a lot better coming down.
Anything else? All right, Alex, you'll wrap us up on the left.
Coach, you ran the ball often early and had some success. You know, was that an emphasis? And then what did Alabama do to really, you know, adjust and stop you guys there?
Scored a lot of points on offense. I mean, they got going. So, you know, you're trying to stay and not get behind the eight ball because, you know, there's never a good run defense. They play the run very well. But at the same time, if you do that and then all of a sudden you get behind – and like you say, a couple through those drives are three and outs. If you look, we had a negative run on the first play of the drive. And then all of a sudden you're behind the eight ball and you don't get it. So, we, you know, picking and choosing when we ran, how we ran, and we know this. They're big and physical inside. And then the score of the game dictated us kind of getting away from that a little bit.